And we're live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome. Waffle Mafia Podcast number 7. We are on the roll, dude. Thank you guys for joining in. I'm trying to get everything loaded up, get the chat so I can see you guys and talk to you guys. Give me just a second. Let's get that pulled up, and then we will get in for the Waffle Mafia Podcast, talk about this past week in waffles, what's been going on with the Waffle Mafia, and get it in with a little pause for the calls. And as you guys saw with what we were talking about earlier, of course, as the promo goes out, you guys know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Battle Ram. So we'll do a little Battle Ram this evening and discuss that a little bit. And, of course, the likelihood of that item showing up for this Thirsty Thursday's Waffles is pretty darn good. So you guys hang in for that. For those of you folks who are not familiar with waffles and what they are, what in the world are you doing on a Waffle Mafia Podcast? But either way, glad to have you. Thanks for hanging out. Let me jump over here and get it in. I got to ram it on home and see if I can't get in the chat with you guys. So give me just a second. That way I can see who all's in there and get you guys in for tomorrow night. So that has been the big thing we've been doing is, of course, anybody who's in the chat, you get a free shot for a giveaway or door prizes, if you will, for Thirsty Thursday when we do that over at Lucky Legends. So, of course, Waffle Mafia, for those who are not familiar, I think most of you are, Lord of Destruction Waffles got things started, followed up shortly by Most Powerful Waffles in the Universe, and then followed up by me over here at Lucky Legends, and then we got our brother from another mother over at Law Will, so Mr. Joito Josue. He is one of our mafia membres, so I appreciate that. Let's get over to the chat. I can see you guys now. What's going on? What up, Squirrel? Got old Lewis Coronado. What's going on, buddy? Got E. Deadly in the house. Old Sammy Shamak. Thank you, Waffle Queen, for jumping in. Doug Turner still waiting on me. Imagine that. Guys, it's been the craziest, longest. This weekend's been nutty. The past couple weeks have been nutty. Work's been nutty. So very great to get to come and hang out with you guys. I've been missing out on my bro time and my time, and I get to hang out with all you guys and gals. Sam, Isha, Kisa, I think I forgot about you guys. Miss Taylor, Miss Naps. Oh, yes. Who else we got in here? Dutchie, what's up, Dutchie? Grim Dragons in the room. Got Mr. Amato. How's it going there, Joe Amato? Beautiful custom. If you guys didn't see it this past week, I always have to plug Joe anytime I get a chance. Mainly because, I mean, he does the stuff that does the good time dance. I mean, his stuff is absolutely amazing. The customs are beautiful. And we've done some of those. The Waffle Mafia has actually waffled off quite a few things by Mr. Amato. So everybody always trying to get their hands on some of that beautiful stuff by Joe. And, of course, I've got my Joe Amato money. I got my Faker Cash, my Skella Cash, my He Bucks, my She Bucks, my Gray Skull Grands. So I got all those hanging out up there. And it's those Joe Amato custom creations. But if you guys did not see it this past week, Joe posted a beautiful custom that he did of Quicksilver crossover. So very cool Silverhawks deal there. That's pretty sweet looking. Yeah, man, always the shout out. JD's Plastic Paradise. Hey, what's up, brother? First time here. So who is JD over at JD's Plastic Paradise? Whoever you are, brother, you're in for tomorrow night because we got you down just by jumping in the podcast. And obviously, if this is your first time, we're going to be gentle. But just for jumping in the podcast, you're going to get in for a free drawing for something special tomorrow night. We'll talk about it here in just a minute. So as we've been doing with this, we've kind of been taking it back to old school, kind of starting from the beginning. The Ultimates had us along that line. Obviously, we started out with Rammy, did we do Rammy first? I think we did Rammy first, But yeah, went through all those, and kids just pour bathroom on the, don't pour bathroom on the water floor. It's never good, Sam Asia, or water on the bathroom floor for that matter either. Get them kids some Masters toys, get them something to play with. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep them busy in that house. At least it's just water. E. Diggler. Oh, E. Diggler's here. Don't you worry. E. Daddy's in there. So, yeah, old Ram Man. Hey, Wally Cat. Wally Cat's in the house. So, last week it was very cool. Dirk got me a copy of the chat. So, we've often been thinking that we've been losing this chat when we've been talking to you guys and for some reason didn't hold the live chat. But Dirk has actually... the wonderful producer that he is, he's able to get in there and save that chat. So he sent it over to me. It gave me the list of names of who will be in tomorrow night. So, or the following night. So we'll do that again for tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. What's happening, Dirt? You got something to say, my brother? While I take down a pint. Oh,
no, I was just, because you called me out, I was just giving everybody like a, how's it going, everybody? Me. Nothing.
Appreciate it, though. The man behind the scenes, Dirt does a lot of good work, man. And for that, we'll do a little toast to Dirt. We're gonna slam in honor of the Ram. So we'll turn her up and put her down. That's sad. We have to stop. We're actually having a pause for the pause, for the cause. I was unaware that this beer, this Eternian Lager was actually in the freezer just prior to coming in here. So as you can see, my soul is pouring out of my eyes. One more pause for the cause while we get this sucker going. There we go. We slamming for the Ramen. Talk about this past week. Kind of stuff went on in the waffle world. This past week, we did a little bit of 99 bottles on a wall. So we got into a Ultimate He-Man. So we did Ultimate He-Man this past week. And, of course, if you caught the podcast last week, we got an annoying fly in here. I can't even fool that right now. So if you see me swatting at something, that's just what it is. You hear something crash, if you're listening to the audio version, then that's what that is. And this is going to be the conclusion of me swatting at whatever it may be. So we did Thirsty Thursday this past week. We did Ultimate He-Man. And, of course, if you saw the podcast last week, we did a little toast to He-Man. That's why we had the He-Man glass out and drink lagers going back for the original number, Mr. One. So, with that said, the following Thursday, for Thirsty Thursday, we did the Ultimate He-Man, and Sean won that. So, Sean Scarna, really killer man. And if you guys don't know Sean, he's a very cool guy. He hangs out in a lot of the groups. He does some artwork. His sketches are absolutely beautiful. He did some artwork for the upcoming fanzine that we are still working on. So, a little power zine that we're going to try to get out there. I was really honestly trying to get it done before PowerCon, but PowerCon is upon us. So the 9th, 10th, upcoming here following week, so not this weekend, but next weekend, you can get Wiley, and that was a little shout-out for you, Wiley, for your birthday, buddy. So you get Wiley in style down there at the old PowerCon over in Los Angeles if you guys are doing that. Really would love to go. Obviously, don't have a way to go. I'm in Virginia, and PowerCon is way over there. And there's this thing that you got to get on to get from here to there. It's planes, and you got to fly and do all that madness. So, not on acid, bro. So we won't be flying the plane. At least I don't have tickets, so they won't let me fly the plane. I would actually take a stab at that, but. This is not a jet sled, guys. This is not something that you can just absolutely hop on and take off. Jet sled, sky sled. You guys know where I'm going with it? That's right. So after that, did Ular. So we did the Ular figure. And everything that we did on Thirsty Thursday last week pretty much pertained to He-Man. It was all kind of tied around He-Man. Just started collecting classics this year. Love this line. JD, it's awesome to have you as a collector, man. And if you're not a member of Lucky Legends, which I'm assuming you probably are, because probably how you got here. Sarah Coronado in the room. What's up, Aiden? What's going on, buddy? This is a really awesome time to get into collecting Masters because obviously we have the Classics line that's been going on since 2008. And of course, that if you were just started collecting Classics this year, so classic scale figures. Of course, as you know, probably from your childhood, you had the vintage stuff. We've got stuff coming out with Constructs. We got new Dorb stuff coming out. We've got the new stuff that is absolutely going to be revealed. We're going to see some stuff at PowerCon. So PowerCon being the biggest He-Man deal of the year. Man, so excited for the reveals and the things that we're going to get out of PowerCon. Hopefully we get some pretty sweet stuff and we get to see what Super 7 has up their sleeve. They're already teasing us. They're already talking about things that are coming. So I think it'll be very neat. I know that there are two figures that I think, as far as we know, are out there. We just haven't seen them yet. So Granita, or however you want to pronounce her, you guys know I'm redneck country and I say things weird. So Granita. Wally, I can tell you right now, E-Daddy, we'll have a pause for the cause in honor of Mr. Wally Cat, but the one thing you do not want me doing is singing happy birthday to that bad boy. Y'all heard me on these waffles late at night. Old Dad gets a few of the lagers down and just start feeling rhymey and wanting to sing about things, man. It's you don't want that. I get up in the next morning, like, Jesus, man, give me a recording contract. So have a little pause for the calls in honor of Mr. Wiley, y'all. Get it on and get it in. So as I was saying, JD, glad to have you. It's awesome to have folks that are just getting into the Classics line because, like you, man, I was a little bit late to the game. So it's never too late to jump in and start picking up these things. And to be honest with you, man, this group is probably one of your best places if you jump in and start building that collection, because not only do we do waffles, and waffles are a great chance to win things and to win some cool Motu memorabilia we build a lot of collections. Honestly, some of the pictures that you see from the other members in the group, man, these collections have just grown and grown and grown over this past year, and I'm so proud to have been a part of that. And every time you guys share a collection, when I see stuff that came from Lucky Legends or anywhere in the Waffle Mafia, man, it makes me so happy because, we are the ones creating that. All of you guys and all of us, we're doing this together and we're in this thing together. So very cool time to be in a Classics line because we are still getting stuff, cool stuff from Super 7. So with that said, Granita or Granita or however you want to say it. And then I also think we were supposed to get a look at Manny Faces. So there was supposed to be, of course, in the Club Grayskull line, we were going to see a Manny Faces. So it would be interesting to see what that take is, because as far as everything that Super 7 has had their hands on at this point with the Club Grayskull line is absolutely glorious. I mean, massive shout out to Brian Flynn. And, of course, as we've done the Ultimates, which, again, by Super 7, as we've done the Ultimates, we've really gotten to see the beauty and the quality of those figures. And I know there were a few quality control kind of things that some folks were upset over. We had some beat up packages and we had some card backs that were a little dinged. We didn't get good seals on some of the bubbles or maybe some overheating on some of the bubbles. But as far as the figures themselves, I mean, I think everybody was pretty happy with what we got, especially with the Ultimates. I mean, they're beautiful on that old school card back. And if any of you guys missed us talking about that, we did do a character spotlight on each of those characters, except for Skeletor. And we didn't cover Skeletor because I am going to come back and talk about the Lord of Destruction later. So we're going to do a special night for Skeletor and have a couple of special things for that. But that we may follow up on next week. I've got a couple of other Ultimates hopefully on the way. I've been trying to pick through and grab a couple still yet when I can to try to get those things out to you guys. So this past week, Thirsty Thursday, big win for Sean Scarna, getting the Ultimate He-Man. Ular went out to Grimm, so Grimm Dagon, Mr. Perry, sir, congratulations there on your Ular. I had in the note here, Scotty doesn't know, because about halfway through the waffle the other night, halfway through the lagers the other night, I was calling Sean Scott like a madman. So, you know, Scotty doesn't know he won because he's not Scotty. So, Sean Scarna, big win for you, buddy. Ular out to Grimm. Did a Battle Armor Vintage. Went out to Brent, the F-Up man. So Backman, Brent Backman, that was a cool win. Battle Armor Vintage He-Man that we sent out. We did the Constructs, did the He-Man and Skeletor Constructs again. Those went out to Dictor. A Battle Armor He-Man Classic. So we did not only the vintage version, but also the classics version. That went out to David Schuler. Did a Loyal Subjects He-Man out to Mr. E. Deadly. Waffle Mafia sticker out to Mr. Severa. That brings us on to Saturday night. And guess what, guys? Daddy got so trash he didn't write down who won. So I promise you're going to get your stuff, man. Right here. It's all wrote down, every darn bit of it. You see that? Because they got no winners out beside it. But you saw who the big winner was, and this was what mattered right here. Oh, E. Deadly picked him up a Wind Raider. So there you go. Wind Raider out to E. Deadly. So needless to say, the stuff from Syrupy Saturday has not quite went out yet. Sorry about that, but that will be on the way here in the next day or so, and then we'll combine that with our stuff. And then I had, you know, another little note at the bottom, not very nice, but you guys can figure that out. So, you know, that was my Saturday night. I appreciated you guys hanging with me and sharing that with me, and we did that thing, and it was fun. But, you know, that's what it is. So let's see who's talking in the comments. Who all we got there? Mr. Coronado, Sam Isha, you guys are carrying on. A Filmation Modulok. Hey man, I agree with that. I like Modulok as a character in general. I think he's a really awesome character. I think the way that I like Modulok the best is if you look at his mini, the mini that he was featured in. Is it the Menace of Modulok? It's one of those that featured the name Menace. So the Menace of Multibot, the Menace of Modulok, I believe. Joe, you might have to call me out here, stomp on my toes. Somebody tell me what's going on there. May have to retire soon. Oh, E. Deadly, you can't get out of the game. It's kind of like when Big Papa P don't play, man. What you got, Doug? Tell me something good.
You talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know what just happened. There's some sort of like power fluctuation or something. I don't know if there's a storm coming in or what the deal is, but we had a power blink and the line went dead there for a second, but it looks like you're still broadcasting. So
yeah.
I'm assuming you're still live and on the air and you're still good.
Yeah, we're good. I blame North Korea. I'm pretty sure.
I think it's Russian hackers. It's always Russian hackers.
Absolutely. But they hacked it, but we never looked at it. So that's
true,
what it is.
Fair. So fair.
Oh, hey, what up, Foster? Foster's in the room. What's going on, buddy? I think it's Menace of Modulok. I'd actually have to get into the book and dig it out and see. But there were a couple. You had the Menace of Trapjaw, the Menace of Multibot, and I think the Menace of Modulok was – I think it was the Treachery of Modulok, perhaps. It's always some sort of word that they're doing some stuff they shouldn't be doing, and it just sounds evil. So I like the way that Modulok is presented in that, with each of the pieces functioning individually and sort of each head very mischievous and into different things. So that was a very cool introduction of him in the minis. And, of course, he's carried on. I mean, Modulok, I don't think he really gets the amount of play that he should get, obviously. For somebody that has the strengths and the abilities and the powers that he does, man, you could use him in so many different ways. But you know, maybe in the future, maybe we'll get some more stuff. I really feel like if things continue to progress the way that they are, and I know things are a little bit slow with Super 7 right now as far as our releases of characters, but we got to understand, guys, we're 9 months into this thing, truthfully, 11 months at best, as far as them kind of getting things ironed out and getting them rolling. So we're starting to see a little bit quicker on this. So in time, I think they'll have it rolling for us. And I would like to see some things coming along. Of course, we have our 2019 movie that we can all go ahead and go get popcorn for now and sit and read the comments, because that's pretty much what's going to happen. We're going to be reading comments on posts for many years to come, I think. Until somebody gets in there and gets serious. So other than that, we kind of veered off a little bit onto Modulok. Slow Mo 2 better than No Mo 2. I agree with that entirely, Jeff. That is absolutely true. I will have a pause for the cause for you, good sir. Because you don't want your Mo 2 going like a blur. Hey, man, I don't mind the slow leak. I kind of enjoy I've kind of enjoyed, especially this past year, of just getting, like, sort of just enough. You know, like, I don't think it'll ever be enough. I think you guys know we're all collectors and we all care about this property, obviously, or we wouldn't do this week in and week out and talk about these things. But I've enjoyed this slow burn this year because there's just been – the loyal subjects and those kind of things popping up. And then we had the Funko stuff kind of leaking out a little bit. Then Maddie's doing some of their stuff as far as letting some stuff go with the vault. Then we got the stuff to look forward to with Super 7. We had, you know, so really this whole year, guys, it's been great. I mean, this has been a year that we've actually heard a little more than we normally do in the past. We've had a comic run this year that was absolutely horrid. And forgive me for anybody that actually enjoys that, but I think that Tyler Baker and I are very much on the same page with the way that comic was done. And I think Joe also, you know, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think in just, if you guys listen to the other two sister podcasts, they're fans of Power, you can get a take on that and kind of with that Thundercats crossover. But hey, you know, at least we were getting something. And I hate to say, oh gosh, guys, let's buy it just because it's Masters and just because it's got, you know, He-Man on it. But the truth is, every time we do that, we show them that it's still relevant and we show them that we're still interested. But I agree with Tyler that we just don't need, we don't have to settle for that kind of writing and that kind of stuff. So artwork, hey man, always go back to the artwork. Freddie Williams, beautiful dude, beautiful stuff. But beyond that, I just don't know. Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. It's absolute hot mess, man. Absolute hot mess. Hey, what's up, Berta? Berta has a live webcam. She's chatting with sexy girls. Q2girl.gq. I would advise that we probably don't click on that. I don't know how that made it into the hot chat there, but we also have Candy. Candy's message has been deleted. I don't think that Candy drinks lagers. I don't think she pauses for causes. The causes that she pauses for are a bit more dramatic. They typically involve a trip to the health department. So Candy, Berta, thanks for hanging out, girls. You're not going to be in the waffle tomorrow night. You'll probably be up front in the hot tub with E. Deadly, and he may very well live up to that name after you guys hang out. Be careful with the syrup. Always double bag. There we go. That's the line for the evening. Are Candy and Berta on the wheel? It's a trap. Let's have a pause for the calls, Mr. Indie Film Man. Now, who is that this week? Who is Mr. Indie Film Man? Hey, appreciate you, man. Let's see who that is. That's, oh, E. Diggler. You got to love it, man. Battle Armor E. Diddy. It's FFE Deadly. I love it. Flying Fist or something like that. A little pause for the calls. Let's get it, Cap. That is Jeff. I won't read your comment out loud, because obviously when this transfers over to audio only on the podcast, it's going to be a little odd that folks don't have the reference. But, you know, in a He-Man, we do not need that new line of VD He-Man. Oh, too funny. All right, guys. So I got about four more minutes to wrap this thing up. I was a couple of minutes slow getting in on you and getting this thing rolling. But what we're going to talk about, obviously, for tonight, Battle Ram. Oh, so glorious. Check it out, guys. I mean, come on, dude. The absolute size of this thing alone just makes it worth having. Very cool to keep it in the box. But honestly, I mean, do you really want Tom Selleck Duncan hanging out, you know, Ponytail Duncan hanging out doing his thing in that particular pose for the remainder of his days? Get that boy out and get him on the ram. Look at that. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, Battle Ram, there it is in the pack. Now, the pack itself, and we'll talk about it a little more tomorrow night, couple dings and dents and little beats and bangs on it, but otherwise very beautiful. This is one that I actually won in a waffle from Mr. Johnny Miz over at Most Powerful Waffles. So it was very cool that I won that. And, of course, most of the time when I do, I try to give the stuff back to you guys when I get something cool. So another thing about Johnny, so bring that up too, of course, hebay.com, he/bay.com. So hebay.com, if you guys have not checked that out, be sure to check that out. I'm sure you've seen some things about it around the groups. But Johnny is kind of picking up my slack, I think, going forward. Of course, you guys know very tight with Brian Ozone, and you guys know that he was the one who helped me get started in doing the podcast and asked me to be on the Masters of the Galaxy podcast. Well, as life has become very complicated and they've shifted some things around at work, it makes it a little bit tough for me to get back in time for things on Monday night. So Mr. Johnny Miz, Johnny Mystery, Mischief Witch, whatever you like to call a good fella, just call him. Just don't call him late for dinner. He's going to be in there next week on Monday doing the Masters of the Galaxy podcast with Brian. And then we also have Brian Oatman that's going to be on there with him as well. So I wish those guys the best of luck. Also, another sister podcast. Love you guys over at Masters of the Galaxy. And I'm going to pop in there from time to time if I can, if Brian will let me. If he will let me come play with the toys and play with the boys, you know. Not play with the boys, play with the toys, you know what I'm saying? But so if we can do that, that's cool. If not, I very much appreciate Brian helping me get things rolling. And I intentionally didn't leave you high and dry there, buddy. I'm right here for you, just not on Monday. But other than that, that's what NASA couldn't save my ass. Sorry, Daddy. Not a whole lot I can do with that, man. You doing the pool, strippers, pool the tub. You know what I'm saying? So, Battle Ram, let's talk about it real quick. We're going to wrap it on up because we're going to do this one quick and get on out. So Battle Ram, pretty much same from the beginning, guys. And this one of the things that I really like about the Battle Ram. The Battle Ram, if you guys, let's see, I'm going to get up in your face. If you guys check on the back, now we're talking He-Man and the Power Sword. You guys know how old this mini comic is. If you don't, it's printed right here on the front, 1981. This was a 2000 reprint. So if you look there, you've got the 2000 tail on there. But I like to keep this one because this one's pretty cool. But so you've got He-Man and the Power Sword. And He-Man and the Power Sword features on the back of it the Battle Ram. So if you look closely, you got your Battle Ram. And the Battle Ram tells you all about it. It tells you its measurements and what it is. You know, it's, so back here we've got Battle Ram carries warriors through space and time. Now, interestingly enough, we don't see that very much. However, if we get into the early mini comics and we get into the origination of the Battle Ram, it did have the ability to do that, and it was actually the Sky Sled part of the Battle Ram that had the ability to do that. So very cool. It is kind of listed as a space warp is what it's called. It had the ability to vanish with its rider and reappear somewhere else. So that's kind of featured a few times in the early minis and talked about as being a space warp machine. One of the cool things about the Battle Ram, it's not necessarily true for all of them. What's the name for an Eternian? A bad case of the Dragon Walker. Lord, dude, I tell you, I woke up with a bad case of the Dragon Walker. You don't want that. Is Taylor watching this podcast? Okay. Anyway, moving right along. So the Battle Ram, very cool in a sense that it has stayed the same since the very beginning. We got it again in Filmation, very much true to the vintage toy. We got it again, and it's always had the ability for, you know, the front two pieces to come apart, and of course, Classics version, they knocked it out of the park. Every little detail is there. So, I mean, really, really couldn't have done any better. The Four Horsemen made the thing just absolutely glorious, every tiny little detail, and they put some details in it that weren't there, and that's very awesome, you know, just kind of beefed the thing up and made it much more awesome for the Classics line. So if you guys that don't have that and don't have that in the collection, how many of you guys do have that? Throw it in the comments. How many of you folks actually do have the Battle Ram? Now you do have a possibility that you have a Sky Sled, but do not have a Battle Ram, and that was because of Sky High. So Sky High had a fleet of Sky Sleds that would protect Starship Eternia, and so in that particular telling, you had your Sky Sled. The Sky Sled has been used in a lot of different ways, and as far as Sky Sled, we're talking about the very front of the Battle Ram, the portion that comes off. Filmation, we've seen He-Man ride it quite a few times. Need a vintage Battle Ram and sled and extra missiles. Wily Cat, I would probably hang around for this thing that we're doing tomorrow night. It's called a waffle. We call the thing Thirsty Thursday. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Today being your birthday and all, it'd be a good day to educate you on that. But we got this thing called a waffle that we're going to do probably tomorrow night. I think it's Thursday. Thursday. Little pause for the cause. We got there's a very good chance that there could be a vintage Battle Ram around as well. I mean, you never know. So we'll talk about that, yo. But we've got the two parts of the Battle Ram. Of course, you've got the Sky Sled on front. Now, the back part functioned as a projectile firing vehicle. It had that battering ram dart, so to speak, that it could shoot out. The only thing that it couldn't destroy was the Dragon Pearl, so it couldn't break through the Dragon Pearl. In the UK tellings, it actually had a grappling hook, so it could fire a grappling hook as well. The one cool, I guess you wouldn't say cool, one of the interesting facts about the Battle Ram, so throughout the whole telling and all the different canons of Motu, the Battle Ram has stayed the same. It, of course, attributed to Man-at-Arms, created by Man-at-Arms in some tellings, that he was the man who's given the nod for creating such a war machine. But one of the interesting things is it never appeared in 2000X, so we did not get a Battle Ram. However, we did get a Sky Sled that was somewhat different, but we did not get a true Battle Ram, and that's one of the few tellings of Masters that we don't actually have the Battle Ram, and Battle Ram being around since day one. So, again, this sucker, absolutely beautiful. We'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow night. We'll dig into it a little bit further. Didn't get to touch on it quite as much as I would like to tonight, but we've got a little busted on time, so we have to do the best that we can. I rambled on a little too much when we talked about too much junk. But that being said, and look at the back of this box, how glorious. Take this baby to the head. We're going to do one more little pause for the cause, and then I'm going to write down the names of all of y'all's. Appreciate you all hanging out with me for the Waffle Mafia podcast. If you're not in the Mafia, what do you have to be in the Mafia? What do you have to do? What does it take to become a made man or woman? Simply join Lucky Legends or Lord of Destruction Waffles or La Wheel or go over to the most powerful waffles. Your ass will get sent to eBay. Either way, come visit the rest of us over in the Waffle Mafia. Come hang with us. Good people, good times. We always try to hang out and have fun. Got a few changes coming up for Lucky Legends here in the future. We're going to get into quality over quantity. So in the past, you know, I'm very notorious for getting a little too deep into syrup and giving away a few too many things. And nothing wrong with that. We're going to do that too. I'm sure it will happen. However, what we're going to try to work towards going forward is a little more quality figure, because what's happened, guys, we built collections, and most of you guys have built collections. So a lot of the stuff that you guys need are some of the 2008, 2009, 2010 run of figures that are a little harder to get our hands on. So we're going to do a little quality over quantity and bring some of those figures out for you guys and make it easy for you guys to get your hands on those as well. So tomorrow night, come check us out. Make sure to come over to Lucky Legends. We'll do that thing, probably be around 10:30 p.m. That's how we like to do that thing on Thirsty Thursday. With that said, it's a Wily Cat's birthday. We've killed two of these ahead. Let's have a little pause for the calls. And I appreciate all of y'all. I will catch you tomorrow night. Peace.